USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are cheering the passage of a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill in the Senate.
After years and years of infrastructure week, we're on the cusp of an infrastructure decade that I truly believe will transform America.
19 Republicans voting yes on the nearly $1.2 trillion spending bill. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, not one of them.
The Democrats want to give billions of dollars to unelected bureaucrats in the Biden administration to spend however they please. As Admiral Akbar said in Star Wars, it's a trap!
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is remaining defiant in his resignation from office. Cuomo announcing he's stepping down following a bombshell sexual harassment report. USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Texas judge is making a ruling regarding Democrats from Texas who left the state.
State District Judge Brad Arutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Amazon is now paying customers up to $1,000 in damages for products sold by third-party sellers that cause personal injury or harm. The company is saying buyers can contact Amazon's customer service, which will notify the third party of the issue. If the seller rejects the claim, Amazon will step up and address the problem themselves. The Dixie Fire in California continuing to burn. It's also now the single biggest fire in California history, covering more than 750 square miles. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroose. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, reaction coming into New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo resigning following a bombshell sexual harassment report. Former New York Governor George Pataki telling Fox Business,
"You know, Neil, it's a sad day for New York. It had to happen. The handwriting was on the wall. If the investigations had been allowed to be completed by the legislature, he would have been impeached. So this wasn't an act of courage. It was just a sad day for all New Yorkers."
As COVID cases continue to rise around the country, Republicans are calling out former President Barack Obama for throwing a maskless birthday party. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says there's a double standard around the country.
"This is the way it's been now for over a year with these folks. There's always a double standard. You know, you get COVID if you go to church, if you go to work, if you go to school, or if you go to a Trump rally, or in this case, the Sturgis motorcycle rally. But you can't get it at President Obama's birthday bash."
An 8-story Miami condo is empty after being evacuated. Residents were told to leave last night after a city inspector determined the building's columns were structurally insufficient. Monday's order came more than 6 weeks after a condominium tower in suburban Surfside, Florida collapsed, killing nearly 100 people. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.